call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, February 17th, 2020, meeting to order. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda, Chair.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sharp?
On the minutes for December 16, 2019, there was one correction that we've noted on page 5. The fifth kind of indented paragraph in said the tent will have siding. It should just say the tent will have sides. So we would need to have that correction noted in this draft that was circulated to you.
And the fact the findings?
Well, that's the next item on the agenda. So if someone perhaps wanted to move for the approval of the minutes with the
I will adopt that. I will adopt that as my part of my motion for the approval of the minutes of December 16, 2019.
As amended.
Amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of findings of fact for December 16, 2019. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is just regarding case 12391. Just to again correct the same issue that we noted on the minutes, paragraph 19, the proposal would end where it says rain, and the balance of what was stated in the proposed findings would be stricken.
I'll also adopt that as my motion, as part of my motion for the approval of findings of fact for December 16, 2019.
I second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Any old business before us at this time?
No old business, Chair.
Okay. Public hearings, Mr. Sharp. Jamie.
Oh, yeah, I've
got
my
first.
That's right. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. Proceed in an orderly fashion. And to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct cannot be tolerated. It may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.